Blog Talk Radio.
September 20th, and we're going to do the show today with Art Montgomery. How you doing, Art?
Doing good, Stan. How are you doing, bro?
Doing pretty good, man. It's a great day here in North Carolina. How is it down here in California today?
Well, California, the surf's up, and but it's still overcast. Still 7:30 in the morning.
Man, that's cool to be there close to the ocean, but... Yeah, we're going to be talking about Art's mission trip to Africa and a lot of things he's got going on down there. And me and him was talking the other day, and it kind of opened my eyes to a lot of things that Art does and a lot of his mission trips and stuff. He does some amazing things overseas. I think you said you had a radio show or something in Africa too, don't you, Art?
Yeah, I speak to African radio every week to a million Ugandans and Congo and Kenya people, and that every week I speak on the radio to them for an hour and 15 minutes.
That's awesome. Now, if a lot of people ain't listened to a lot of my past shows, I had Art on here maybe about I'd say about close to a year ago or so. And
must have been,
Art,
yeah.
Tell everybody a little bit about you. I used to be a fire chief back many moons ago, and just tell everybody how the Lord started your ministry, if you can.
Well, I was a captain of the L.A. County Fire Department for 36 years, and you know, I was born again in 1972, and the Calvary Tent Revival back then, that days of in the Jesus movement, and but I was a fire captain back then. I've been a captain since I was 30. I mean, it was real young. Just that my personality is just to go for it. But when I accepted Christ about in 72, and I got baptized in the Holy Spirit in 1973, speaking in tongues, maybe the personality, I always loved to win souls, Stan. I really did. It's just something that excited me to lead people to Christ. And but I never really got hooked off until about 1991. I did some backsliding about 10 years. I got hooked up in some bondage, you know, like a lot of us do, Stan. It's like good men. I was on fire for 10 years, and then I allowed the devil, I mean, it opened for the devil. He came in and bound me up for about 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 1991, Jesus appeared to me and broke me free and set me off and got me free. And that was in 1991, and I've been on fire since then. And I left the fire department in 2000 and went out. And in 2006, the Lord says to me one day, I was praying, and I was going to I've always, since 91, I've been doing the streets about 22 years. And I can go to the streets and lead somebody to Christ in probably a half hour, no matter what. I just learned to do that. And I've been praying for the sick since 22 years. I've had a lot of great miracles, but in 2004, God said to me, "How many souls would you like to lead to Christ before you die, Art?" And I was like, "I'm an old guy then." And I said, "Well, I figured it out real good. In 20 years, I could lead 1,000 people to Christ," and I was pretty proud of myself. And then the thought came to me as I was talking to God, but it came in thoughts, Stan. It wasn't like an audible deal. It sounded like audible to me, but it was thoughts. And it came to me, why don't you believe something beyond you can imagine or dream, Art? And I said, oh, wow, that's kind of an interesting thought. I said, I think, I'm going to lead. This is really stupid. I'm going to lead a million people to Christ.
Amen.
And then from that, I just started telling everybody I was going to lead a million people to Christ, and everybody thought I was nuts. But that launched the ministry, the FBI ministry, the Firm Believers. And then since that time, you know, I don't believe I've made a million people, Stan, but, you know, I've been all over the world now. I'm preaching all over the world. We're leading people to Christ. I mean, in San Diego County alone, we probably lead somewhere between 30,000 and 50,000 people to Christ on the streets, just in the ministry here on the streets of California. And I don't know what else all of the world I've done. You know, I just can't figure that out. But that was my goal. And that's how I've been praying for the sick on the streets, casting out demons. You know, wherever we go, we cast out demons. We heal the sick. We lead people to Christ. We get people baptized in the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues on the streets, everywhere. All those things we do on the streets. You know, so that's the ministry of the FBI.
What's so awesome, Art, if you really think about it, the people you led to Christ and the people that they led to Christ, that could easily equal up to a million people, man. So that's,
yeah,
you know, it keeps manifesting on down the line of, you know, what you've done for them and what they do for other people and what the people that they do for does for other people. And, it, you know, it grows like a whirlwind, man. So but that's amazing how your story, you know, got started and how you started your ministry. And I know by YouTube and Facebook, a lot of things that you do there in California, I mean, your ministry is really up and going, and you've really taught a lot of people to walk in the power of God. And nowadays, you know, it's very... You're hearing more about it nowadays than you did, because the Lord is really, really trying to put the power of God back in the church. And there's some still, I'll say there's some still trying to keep the door closed because they don't want to have nothing to do with it, because they're still stuck in, or I'll say stuck with the religious bug, you know. But it is still, you know, it's exploding. And I think this is really exploding because of ministry like yours and a lot of things that you've done with your ministries. With, you know, like quite a few other people, like Art, like Thomas Fisher, and a lot of other ones that's out here, and Todd White, a lot of them getting a lot of this stuff going. And you guys are the ones that's really starting this fire in America and the world. It's really getting this the power of God moving. Because one thing I think the problem is that we're used to TV ministers. We see TV ministers, these people fall down, hallelujah, they fall back. You're being saved, you know, that type of thing. And we see that, we're like, this is fake, you know, this ain't, you know. But that's what really, I think, has really disturbed the body of Christ, these ministers making a buck off of what type of stage shows they can do. And here are you guys coming in, taking it to the streets, showing people that the power of God is real.
Why I take it to the streets, Stan, just because of that, of all the TV stuff, everybody knows how to act like in the church. But on the streets, if you say you come to bring the power to a heathen and you don't bring it, you know, they'll mock you. You know, so when I do all the videos I have on my YouTube channel, Art Montgomery YouTube channel, FBI Art Montgomery, but I do it to show the real, where street people don't care. They don't act religious, and they don't care about religion. But when you bring the power of Jesus on them, they get blown away, and they get healed, and they get delivered, and everybody can see this is real stuff. It's not phony, because I don't get any money from these street people. You know, all I do is demonstrate the power of God, and hopefully to excite other champions to get up and do the same thing, because that's my mission, is not just to do it, but to teach other people, inspire other people. And I do that in Africa. I have people in Africa just going wild over that. In fact, they call me, you know what they call me in Stan in Africa on the radio show? They call me Papa Fire. You know, they call me Papa Fire or Pastor Fire or FBI Fire, because I'm known in Africa of throwing the fire of God all over people, and it's spreading all over Africa. You know, at least Uganda it is. People are grabbing that fire, and they're doing the same thing. And demons are absolutely, witch doctors start screaming, and not just where I'm there, but the people I've taught, they start screaming and running out of churches, saying, I can't take this fire anymore. So the power of God is moving ways that we've never seen it move before, and it's just plumb exciting, Stan. And ordinary Christians can do this, not just super guys who we think we're super guys, but we're just Christians filled with the Holy Ghost.
That's the unique thing about, you know, the new ministers that Christ is bringing out, the street people, because if you read biblically, where did all the miracles happen? It didn't happen in the church. It happened on the street.
Right.
A lot of that miracles that Jesus did was on the street. A lot of the miracles that happened with the apostles, it happened on the street. It didn't say, well, they was in the middle of church and they brought a bunch of people on stage and amen. That didn't exist. A lot of it happened on the street. Even back in, I think it's the Colossians or one of them, where Paul was preaching in his big church, and the guy fell out the window and died. And this miracle happened outside the church. He rose the guy from the dead and told him to get up and come back to church. So all the apostles.
Yep, that's right. I always tell people Jesus was a street preacher. If you want to be like Jesus,
yep.
you ought to be a street preacher, pastor. Get out of your church and get outside, too. Because Jesus was a street
yep.
preacher. Everybody wants that comfort of the church. You know, in Ethiopia, you don't go outside. They want to let yourself call Jesus. They call it a preaching station. But if you go out and do ministry outside, they call you a church.
Amen. Now let's get straight into your mission trip. Now, when did you go on your mission trip, Art? Back.
Well, we went back. I went to Africa three times. This is my third time there. But I went back in November the first time and set up my first conference there. And I had me and two of my friends went back and did that conference. A lady named Ann and a guy named Silver, and we did our first conference back then, an FBI conference, and it went very, very good. I mean, that was in last November, and we racked that place. I mean, we had people who had never walked before in their life. You know, they would get up. We got them up. I would take people that crippled and stuff like this, and I'd set them up there in front of the stage and say, "We're going to preach, and at the end, we're going to turn around and pray for these people. They're going to walk, and we'll put you. We'll see if we're men of God or not." And that's what we did. And man, people started, walking and never walking and dancing with us. Stroke people that. Were dissipated, demons all over them come out. And so then I went to, and let me just tell you, this is kind of exciting. So I've been to this conference back in November, and, they really like me in conferences. And I'm speaking, and I said, "You guys have got to take me to the streets." I said, I'm okay in the church. I do good preaching there, but I'm a street guy. I like mixing in the streets. So they took me to the marketplace, and the thousands of people there, and I just leaped out of the car and started screaming Jesus. And all these, these black people around the Ugandans, and they go, "Who is this crazy man? And you have to know me." And I'm just screaming Jesus, Jesus. And I got crowds, and I'm leading people to Christ, and I started grabbing people and praying for them, and they started getting healed, Stan. And then I started throwing the fire on everybody, and the Muslims started bringing up deaf people up to me to heal, to pray for, and then Jesus would heal them, and they started getting healed. Well, the radio station walked by, and they said, "Who is this wild man out here in the middle of the street praying for people? We want him on a radio station." So that's how I got on the radio in Africa. I went on the radio, so then we had our next big conference. I just got back from the conference about a month ago. It was we went in the end of July and got back in the middle of August. But we did this conference. We had over 1,000 people from three different countries, Uganda, Congo, Tanzania, and Kenya, come to this conference because of the radio station. And they came there, and we just got a huge crowd, and that's how we got this conference. And we bill it like, we're signs, wonders, and miracles according to the Word, and we got the power of the Holy Ghost, and we'll get you set free. And, it's kind of known throughout Africa. When I drive down the street in Africa in this town, they'll start screaming into the marketplace. We'll start busting out yelling, "Fire! Fire, fire!" They'll say it. Just it's contagious over there, and that's how we got started. So that's how I got to the conference.
Amen. Now, this last time when you went to Africa, you had some unique things that happened with you, and you had a lot of amazing miracles. Can you touch in on that?
Yeah, here's what happened. We got there, and there was one of the first nights I got up to the conference, and I started the conference, and I do this, man. I'm kind of bizarre on this. I don't like to preach without a demonstration, and I preach this message. You got to learn to cross over the chicken line. You don't cross over the chicken line, you're gonna run with the chickens all your life. But if you get over the chicken line, you jump over the chicken line, you'll start to soar like eagles. But it's hard to jump over that chicken line because everybody's afraid. you know, so when I got the conference, I just said in this conference, I says, hey, we're coming over here and we're claiming we are men of God. And this is how I started the conference. And we're claiming we're men of God, and that, so let's just see if we're men of God or not. That we walk in the power, if God's going to back us up or we're going to come around and just talk about it. And so I scanned the audience, and I looked throughout the audience. There's 1,000 people there, and I looked through the audience, and I saw this one guy stand, and a big pastor, had a suit on, kind of one of the head pastors there, and I really didn't want to call him. But I kept scanning. The Lord kept taking me back there, and I said, okay, if I'm a man of God, I'm going to tell you right now, one of your legs is shorter than the other. And the pastor got up and said, my leg is not shorter than the other. He's one of the big pastors. I said, no, you're wrong. One of your legs is shorter than the other. And he says, no, it's not. I said, well, let's just come up here and prove it. If I'm a man of God or not, your leg's going to be shorter. And so he said, okay. And he walked up. We sit down in front of the people, and one of his legs is about 2 inches shorter than the other. And I said, in the name of Jesus, leg, whoa! And as I said that leg just popped right out. And he flipped him out and everybody. And then I invited my pastor up. I said, now, okay. Okay, next pastor, my pastor, come up, Pastor Matt, come up. I said, Pastor Matt, you show up something. So he gets up a word. He has a word of knowledge. There's a deaf person here. And so a deaf guy comes up, and bang, he prays for him. The guy gets the hearing right away. He gets his eyesight back, too. And so that's how it started. And the third person I called up, she prayed. She had a word on her back injury. She prayed. The fire guy hit the guy. He did 2 somersaults over and landed up in the no catcher. 2 somersaults and landed up in the chair. And then the third guy, it just kept going on. And that's how we started the conference.
Oh, man. That's awesome, man. That's awesome. And did you have any I'm pretty sure the witch doctors wasn't too happy with that thing going on. Can you tell me some of the interference you had with that type of stuff?
Well, let me tell you what happened on the witch doctors here, and what happened to me, and the witchcraft curse that came on me, because I kind of egged it on. I went on the radio station, and there's about 1 million listeners, they say, because Africa has 10, the station has 10 million listeners, and they say, maybe instead of we're popular, I have about 1 million. Africa radio is big. So I went on the African radio before I came there, and I said, look, I just want to get this down. We're going to have a throwdown right now. I want to tell all you witch doctors, all you demons of Africa, bring your best game. Bring it, whatever you got, bring it, because we're bringing the name of Jesus, and we're going to come and trample on you. We're going to destroy your kingdom. We're going to set these people free. And so bring the best thing. So I kind of challenged them all, and I told all the Ugandans, get on your face, start praying, because this war is on. So when I got to the conference, I'd egged it on, and I was pretty I was confident God would be with me, you know, because this is kind of my thoughts of everything is to the best defense is an offense against the devil. Don't wait around to be scared of him, make him scared of you, you know, because you have the name of Jesus. And that's how David did it. You know, he took on the devil, Goliath, and said, hey, I'm going to cut your head off and slice you up. And he told me, I was going to do it, and he did it. And then, so I went ahead, and this guy when I first got the conference, this guy told me that he had his daughter was big in witchcraft, and he got her delivered by using the fire I threw. And so he came up and he put this watch on me. And I thought it was a gift. And so I wore it. And I got a little bit of diarrhea during the week, but I never tied it to the watch. And then on the Friday night, at 10:30 at night, I said to everybody after the conference was kind of over at the speaker, I always want to do a demonstration. So I said, does anybody here in the conference have any witchcraft they want to get off from? And about 300 to 500 people came up. And I was surprised. I thought there would be a few, but it was a huge amount, because this is a Christian church, and big churches all over. And, wow. So one of the gals came up to me that I, you know, it's been in my ministry. I said, Art, what are you doing picking a fight with the devil at 10:30 at night? And I said, well, you watch this. Susan, you watch this. And she, and so we went out and we started casting, breaking witchcraft curses off and casting out demons. And they were manifesting everywhere. And it got, it was a while, but we got everybody clear. When everybody got free their demonic possessions, then I got everybody filled with the Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues. It was just radical, radical. Well, I came home about 11 o'clock that night, maybe 12:30. And when I got home in my bedroom, I had this watch on that I'd been wearing. And all of a sudden, boils started breaking all over my rear end. I mean, everywhere, Stan. Everywhere, breaking. Big boils. I mean, big, you know, about an inch round. And I said, oh, my goodness, look at this. And then I could feel them coming up my back, and they were going up my back. And then they went up to my shoulders, and I could feel them like a train coming up. And I go, this is about 2 in the morning. And I said, oh, my goodness. And then they jumped on my face. And my lips started curling up, swelling up, and they were bleeding from the inside. And the bottom curled down. They were all cut for bleeding in. And then my eyes started all swelling. And these things were all going. And I thought, I did not know, realize it was witchcraft, Sam. I thought I was having an allergic reaction. And I said to myself, hey, I could die tonight if they exposed from my throat. I may have to go to the emergency room. And I went and sat on the bed. But I was thinking, I wasn't afraid. But all of a sudden, then the Lord spoke to me, said, Art, it's witchcraft. Get the watch off. And I looked down, and there was this watch that the devil had, this guy, witch doctors had put a curse on this watch and got me wearing it. And it just took my body apart. And so I tripped that watch off and threw it down, and I started walking in. I walked into the mirror stand, and I looked at the devil, and I said, you see this face is going to trample on you tomorrow morning. I'm going to stomp all over you, your head. God gave me a word over you. You will be destroyed. And in the name of Jesus, and I coughed a few times, threw that thing out. And cursed it, and then the next morning I preached, and I looked like a pig, and everybody was kind of laughing at Arch preaching looking like a pig. But by the time I preached the next day, Stan, it was all gone. I looked as good looking as I ever looked. That might be doubtful, but I looked sweet, and we had baptisms everywhere, salvation, Holy Ghost stuff, miracle day like nothing else you ever had. We just traveled on that sucker. But that was the curse of witchcraft that hit me, and it is something that was kind of amazing, Stan. But what really was awesome, Stan, let me tell you this, it grew my faith because I saw the power of witchcraft, how they could put something on me. And then I turned around and saw the power of God, how we can destroy the power of witchcraft.
Amen.
It really increased my faith for praying for sick. And every day I pray over it, it'll increase because it's going, wow, look at that, witchcraft did that, and I got more power over witchcraft. I said, how much power is in prayer?
Amen.
It just excites everybody to pray for people more, the power of it, you know. And I thought I could die that night, man. I really did. I said, this is good. This is bad.
It's just amazing how God takes something that needs to be thrown at us and turns it over to His favor. And like He showed you, He probably, you know, strengthened your faith right in there with that situation there. And that's pretty amazing how that went on there. Now, you have a ministering team already in Africa that y'all are training.
Right. Well, I've got over there. When I started training guys over in November, and I trained up a team, you know, and not only do when I go over there, you know, on this conference, what I do conferences, but I teach people how to lead people to Christ. I teach people how to cast out demons, and I teach people how to pray for the sick and get people healed. And last conference I went to, about 5 days of the conference, this pastor from Congo got up and said, when I came to this FBI fire conference, I was dead inside, Pastor Art. And he says, I was so dead, but by the time the fire kept hitting me, I left the conference one night and went to the hospital and prayed for 8 people, and all 8 people left the conference, the hospital. Yeah, yeah, that's so awesome. I told the guy, I said, hey, I'm going to come next year to take your conference.
Yeah, there you go.
But I taught 1,000 people how to grow out legs. I had lines of people growing out legs. I had people praying for people. They're getting healed. And then these people are going out and doing it and teaching people how to lead people to Christ. I had one guy came out. And with the how I showed him how to lead people to Christ, he'd never led anybody to Christ before. He led 11 people to Christ that day and brought them to be baptized. We teach. We're not just demonstrators. We're teachers, and then we let them go out, and they're going all over Africa now, teaching people and spreading this fire. I have one of the biggest. Dance teams in Uganda is now wearing all my FBI T-shirts, and they're going crazy over them. They're big, and they go into all these revivals, big revivals, you know, like Monkeys. You know, I'm not there, but they're going because they're kind of the stage guys. And then they start throwing the fire. They go crazy over this fire. They say we love the fire, and then they pass out our gospel tracts, our anointed prayer cards. These anointed prayer cards are just ripping people all over Africa. You know, can I give your audience a taste of the anointed prayer cards, Stan?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, everybody, here's the power of that. We're always about bringing the presence of God on people, no matter who you are, Christian or non-Christian. So all you Christians do this too, non-Christians, doesn't matter if you're Muslim. In fact, we lead more Muslims to Christ with this than any other thing. A lot of Muslims we do. It gets them because the presence of God will get you. Everybody, close your eyes right now and just kind of relax and relax your body and say these words. Jesus, I'm precious to you. Wow, how does that feel? Isn't that amazing?
I felt the
charge of that. That's the power that hits people all the time, all the world. The million tracks I've put out like that, it has that power on them. And all these anointed prayer cards have this. People get healed just holding these anointed prayer cards. They just heal. The power of God issues all of them. You know, and, you know, we're really big, Stan, on bringing the presence of God on people quickly, right away. And then that opens them up, you know, either bring the presence of God, get them healed, get them delivered, get them speaking in tongues, get them saved, but always bring the presence of God with it, you know, and it will manifest just like that. I know, Stan. When I prayed that prayer, people felt the presence of God in their chest, you know. And here's another thing. Go ahead.
Let me tell you something unique about your prayer cards. When I first received, I ordered a whole stack of them from you back maybe about 6 months ago. And I was putting these prayer cards in the bathrooms at work where I work my normal job. And each time when they would disappear, I'll just replenish it, keep on putting the prayer cards in there. And one time, one of them hit somebody who was demon-possessed, and I found a prayer card up against the window ripped up. I was like, it must have really hit somebody.
And I kept on
replenishing the bathroom with them where, you know, when somebody asked me to the restroom and they, you know, sort of relieved to it, give something to drink, you know. And it really has effect on people. And if anybody would want some prayer cards, just go to FBI Arts website. Can you tell them your website, Art?
Yeah, www.fbichrist.com.
And just go there and order as many as you want.
Go by there. And you might have to type something in, you know, and you'll see the cards there. And they're awesome cards. And, you know, it presents. Let me give you another little thing, bring the presence of God, Stan. And let me just, for your audience, can listen to this. And it really amazing. I have two things I do that bring the presence of God on people, really. Three things with the fire, you know. But here's another one I do. It says, everybody close your eyes and say these words. Says, Lord Jesus, we love you so much. baptize me right now tonight afresh. Today afresh. With your fire, fire, fire.
Fire.
Fire. Everybody say fire, fire, fire.
Fire, fire, fire.
Now take 3 deep breaths and wait.
Yeah, I felt that.
Yeah, that's the presence of God. You just, everybody can feel that every day and let the presence of God restore you. And those things hit people. You know God's in the room. It's not just men talking. We keep quiet while God talks. And that's what we do. I do that all over Africa. You know, we get people healed. This one gal I prayed in Africa, she had a stroke for 7 years, and she was walking up there, and I saw her, and I said, "Hey, sit down, lady." And because God gave me a vision of her before I went to Africa, and I said, "Watch this." And this woman had walked terrible, and just could barely walk, and just struggling, young lady. And she had a stroke for 7 years, and just terrible. And I grew her leg out in front of everybody, and then I got up and started walking her. And she was doing all right, but her hand was all twisted still on her left hand. And so she got across the room, and I prayed for her again, and she fell down under the power. And then went down and started praying, casting out the demons. And that hand that was twisted, a twisted arm, it just started going. You could just see it open up and start becoming normal. And then I got up and started dancing with her stand. And she danced all over the place. And the next day she came to church, and I didn't even recognize her.
Man, that's awesome.
Didn't even recognize her. Didn't. It looked like a completely different woman.
You know, at this time, everybody, if anybody would want Mark to pray for him here on the show this morning, the call-in number is 347-996-3615. It's 347-996-3615. If anybody would want Mark to talk to him and pray for him for any situation that's going on. And what we're going to do, we're going to go into a song. We're going to take a small break. We'll be back and take callers. And the number, again, is 347-996-3615. And just call on in, and what we'll do, we'll take the calls. And me and Art will pray for you if you've got any of your muscles, any of your limbs, problems with drives, any type of sickness, we'll pray for you. We'll be right back. The number is 347-996-3615. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody, to the Healing Light Show. We're here with Art Montgomery. Now, Art, I know you talked about your little handout cards that you have. Now, what type of response have you had off of these things?
Well, I just did a video and posted on YouTube and Facebook, and it's pretty amazing. You know, I got people that get it. A lot of times I'll walk up to people and I'll just say, don't read the card, don't look at it, just hold it. And, you know, it has a picture of this guy with his chest open and a fire coming out. And they don't even see it. They just hold the card, and I'll say, what do you feel? And it's probably about 70% say they feel heat coming out of it or fire. You know, they'll just tell you that already without even looking at it. And then that they'll tell you that. Or then other people say they felt peace. A lot of people felt peace. About 20% felt peace or just warmth, you know. And then about 10%, maybe 20% say, well, I don't feel nothing. But you have that. And a lot of people, as they pray this, if they have a sickness or a pain in their body, I'll just tell them to hold this, and I'll talk in a few minutes, and I'll tell them to check their pain. And probably 70% of the time, maybe 60, they'll say the pain's gone. You know, and I don't get to pray for them, just holding the card. Because we pray over these cards and anoint these cards, and they do a work, an amazing thing. And so it has an effect that I really wouldn't have believed until I saw it happening. And you'll see on my videos on YouTube, you know, Art Montgomery YouTube channel, and you'll see where people read it, they'll go, bang, they'll jump, you'll see them jump. You'll see them go, oh, my goodness, I feel the fire. Or people say, I'll never let this card go. This is my blessing. Oh, wow. You know, I feel like dancing holding this card, you know. So,
I know your cards has had a lot of impact. I know when me and Jason Wademan went out, I think in January or something like that, and we had a guy that actually he didn't really want us to pray for him, but we gave him one of your cards. And when we gave him one of your cards, he took the card and he started riding on his bicycle, and we saw him stop at a stoplight, and we noticed he's sitting there looking at it, and all of a sudden his head jumped up. I was like he got the Jesus grenade going off there. And I guess when he read it, the power of God hit him when he was standing there on his bicycle. I was like, you know, these little things got some power to them. And one thing I could say about them is it really gets into details of what, you know, in our lives that we're doing wrong, how we're running from God and stuff, and it really gets to the details of it, and that's the amazing thing of it. A lot of us like to walk in stuff without recognizing that we are, you know.
Maybe I could just read the prayer for people. It might break some stuff off people just in the body right here on your radio. Would that be all right?
Yeah. I could put it on there. That'd be awesome. Yeah.
Well, let me just do it right here, right now. And this is a prayer have everybody saying this.
Okay.
This prayer. Listen to it. And this is how it starts it out. This is how the front of the prayer starts out. Never underestimate the power of God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, pain, sickness, go, go, go. Every evil spirit, come up and come out and do not return. Come out now. You guys cough right now. Go ahead, cough. It's active faith. Holy Spirit, fill and overflow me with your anointing of fire, 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 joy and peace. To know that you are real. Now take three deep breaths.
That's awesome.
Acts 19:12, and God would work unusual miracles by the hand of Paul, so that even the handkerchiefs and aprons he brought to them to touch his body, touch the sick, and diseases left them, and evil spirits went out of them. That's how it starts off the front of the card. Pretty powerful, huh? Yeah, now listen to this. This is and I have everybody pray this prayer. And if you pray it with me, some people are going to get delivered and they're going to get set free. Christian or not Christian, just pray this prayer and watch the power of God hit you.
Amen. Amen.
Father God, I realize that I've sinned. I repent of my sin. I vow that I'm taking you, Lord Jesus, as my Lord, my God, my healer, my Savior, my deliverer. I invite you into the mess of my life to clean me up. I will love and serve you forever. I thank you, Jesus, for paying for my healing and my sins. I believe you rose from the dead to guarantee me victory over the evil one. I forgive all those who have hurt me, including myself. Jesus, I declare you as my King. Satan, I renounce you and all your plans and agreements for me in my past. Spirit of infirmity, fear, anger, bitterness, shame, guilt, pride, addiction, witchcraft, pornography, self-hatred, and rejection, go now. Now I'm a champion. I'm a warrior for Christ. On fire, bold, full of joy, love, and I am free. I am a son of God, the righteous of God, a servant of men. When I speak in the name of Jesus, the devil obeys and men get set free, healed, and delivered. I am a Christian. Jesus, baptize and fill me with your Holy Spirit with power and tongues of fire, fire, fire. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
That gets to a lot of people, Stan.
Yeah, if everybody just said this prayer, you know, you're going to start feeling the power of God really getting you. And really, you know, a lot of things in you. And a lot of these little pamphlets that he has, they're really full of big punch. And I know my friend Daniel Cook, he actually touched the daggum paper. He said, man, this thing is really vibrating hard. I was like, yeah, there's a fire, you know, the fire from the Holy Spirit really goes through these things. And I know one day me and Daniel went to pray for some people or something went on. I think I was thinking to this event we had up here at Faith or something, and he wasn't feeling good. And he touched the pamphlet, he started feeling better. So I normally would have a few of them in my car where I could hand them out when I get a chance. And he saw them sitting there, he just touched it, and he started feeling better. That's pretty cool. So these things do have a punch to them. And if anybody is in the North Carolina area or is actually, you know, in my hometown here in Catawba County and you want one of these things, just message me, you know, Stan Shell on Facebook, and I will get you a few of them. I've got some here at the house, and y'all can try it out for yourselves. But, yeah, these pamphlets are really strong. Now, about your FBI shirts, I know you sell some of your FBI shirts for your organization to help to finance some of your fishing trips and stuff, don't you, Art?
Oh, yeah, these FBI shirts are really popular. In Africa, they go absolutely crazy over them. I give them away in Africa, and then I sell them in the United States because I need they're really popular. Like, I was talking to a guy at the post office yesterday, and just parking there, and two people walked by, and they stopped, and they wanted to know how to get the shirt. They said, I like those shirts. Where do you get those shirts? And they have a big FBI on front of them. In the back, they have a picture of Jesus, and Jesus, I'm precious to you, saying. And they're powerful, powerful shirts. And they bring attention to the gospel like nothing else. You know, I kind of tell them, Stan, it's sort of like you're like a like Superman shirt. You walk into the phone book, and you put the shirt on, and you come back out, and you're ready to you're a different person. You're ready to take on the devil and all his cords and whip him, you know, and get people free and get them off people, you know. They're powerful shirts, and they run $20, but I don't use any money for the ministry myself. But I use this to fund it. And then in Africa, like I just sent over there probably 500 shirts and they can't afford them, but they really spread the gospel. They wear them everywhere, and in Africa, it's a big deal to have one of these shirts, because and it makes the gospel look powerful. And actually, the Muslims don't really know what to do with it. They never seen Jesus the warrior, and our AK-47s of love, and we know how to shoot them, you know. And that's our war. That's for how we war, is with love. And that's a mean weapon, guys. You know, you can hit everybody you want with that weapon of love. God says, get them, you know, and you can do it. Now, you can beat the crap out of the devil, but you got to love people.
Yeah.
And these shirts represent that.
One thing that the Lord told me maybe, I'll say, about 3 or 4 months ago was that he's really concentrating. He concentrates on everybody. He's really concentrating on the Muslim faith right now. He wants us Christians to really open their eyes and really pray for them, actually pray for these people. And that there's a lot of crazy things going on with that faith and with some of these terrorist groups. And he's really wanting us to pray for these people, witness to these people. And when we do that, Jesus will show up and reveal himself to them. But he's really concentrating on this because the enemy is using this for a tremendous fight against the power of God. And we really need to help these people out. The way you're talking, FBR, you're really making an impact for the body of Christ, for on these people. And that's amazing there, too. But,
well, you know, we in our group, we just went out one day in the streets for a couple of hours in Uganda, which is a lot of Muslims there and a lot of not Muslims, but we led a lot of people to Christ in the streets. But that day we probably led 10 people to Christ, Muslims, 10 Muslims to the Lord. And everyone we led to the Lord was on this basis. And because you cannot get to Muslims by giving them doctrine. You know, they just don't work. They have their own doctrine. But you can do it like this. And I've led just, I don't know how many people I've led to Christ, especially to the face. It's just tell them to close their eyes and say these words, Jesus, I'm precious to you. Now, when something happens, either they feel the presence of God so bad, or many times they get full vision of Jesus. Just saying those words, they get absolutely full vision of Jesus, and then they're ready to accept Christ. And we had one guy in the shop that did that, and as he was accepting Christ, a Muslim woman was screaming at him, and he chased her out of the store and said, I'm going to accept Christ. And so when you that's the best weapon you got against the Muslims, is that you get them born again, and you don't shoot them with a bullet, and then you make a soldier for Christ. You don't just, you know, we're trying to kill the terrorists, but if you get them born again, You stepped the enemy and you made a new soldier for Christ, and it's much better, that's the only weapon that's going to work against these guys, is love, and get them born again, guys. And this word, Jesus, I'm precious to you, it they've never felt the love of God, and when it hits them, they know it's real. You know, it's amazing.
It's amazing how that works, and the body of Christ is really making an impact. And if you just make the effort to actually just to witness one of these people, and Christ will produce something for them to witness and see. And the thing of it is just doing it, just witnessing to them, and that's pretty awesome. But at this time, Art, I'd like to pray for the audience,
Okay.
Get some words of knowledge. Anybody that's having a issue at this time, I'm just going to open this up for words of knowledge, and we're just going to pray for these people.
Okay.
Heavenly Father, I ask you to come upon me and Art now, and open our eyes to the people that needs to be prayed for now that's listening to this, whether it's podcast or live. I ask you just to open our eyes and let us see who we need to pray for, who you need us to be the vehicle for the prayer. You get anything, Art?
Yeah, Father, I thank you right now, Father, that you're opening up. There's people right now that have been having some dreams and some maybe even nightmares right now in your life. But really, this is a point you might be afraid. But God is going to intervene in these things. You need to just go in and say, Lord, come into my life. Bring us out. It's in the name of Jesus. It'll break those spirits off from you, and you'll start walking into freedom, because that's a spirit of fear, and it's coming on you. And I want you to bind it. Say in the name of Jesus, I bind you, spirit of fear. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Fear out, out, out. I cough three times. And you'll be surprised. You check how you're feeling right now. You'll feel the difference.
Amen. I've seen somebody that's having sinus issues. In Jesus' name, a spirit of sinus infection. I encourage you to cut the roots of that seed. And I bind you, and I command you to leave their sinuses now in Jesus' name. I command you to leave their nasal cavity. I command you to leave their throat. I command you to leave their chest now in Jesus' name. Sinus infection, leave. Sinus infection, leave now in Jesus' name. I command fire of the Holy Spirit on this. Fire, fire in Jesus' name. Command this thing to let loose down. Thank you, Lord. And again, I'm picking up somebody has a migraine headache. It's been having a migraine headache. I'm not sure what this is, but in Jesus' name, I command the spirit of migraines, spirit of headache. I find encouragement in Jesus' name. I command you to break loose now in Jesus' name. Break loose now. Break loose now. Break loose now in Jesus' name. I command you to break loose. Break off their head, off of their mind, off of their brain, or anything that you're causing. I command you to break loose now in Jesus' name. Release the muscles on the head and on the face. I command all the muscles to be released now in Jesus' name. Father, as you bring peace upon them too. Bring peace upon them now in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen. Right now, there's somebody that has a pain in their right knee. In their right knee, right now, I command right now, pain, whatever, a sickness right now, pain, go right now, loose right now, out right now, cut out right now in the name of Jesus. I command by the power of the Holy Spirit, fire, fire, fire all over that knee right now. Right now, get up and move that knee quickly. Get up right now, move that knee. Do something you haven't done. Move, activate it, activate it, activate it. It's going to be fine in the name of Jesus. Call Stan and tell him how you're feeling. There's people out there on that knee or any pain in your body. Everybody get up and move. Something happened right now. The power of God went out there. You know, the power of witchcraft is big. The power of the Word of God is stronger. Right now, I break off all witchcraft off everyone. I break off all curses of witchcraft. You come out. Come out, all generational curses. Come out in the name of Jesus. Loose, loose, loose in the name of Jesus. All pain, all curses to be gone in the name of Jesus.
Amen, amen. At this time, I like everybody, when they're receiving this, in Jesus' name, I command everybody's bodies to be made whole. I command any demonic beings to leave now in Jesus' name. I command a fire upon these people and remove all the demonic entities that's really messing with their lives. I curse them, bind them, I command them. They know who they are. I bind and curse them, and I command them to leave now in Jesus' name. I command fire of the Holy Spirit upon these demons. I command angels, the Lord Jesus, to come down and start yanking these things off in Jesus' name. I command angels of ministering to minister these people as well in Jesus' holy name. I command all this now in Jesus' name. I command these people to be made free. I command these people to be made free now in Jesus' name. And I'd like to thank everybody's listening. If you've had any healings, just go to the Healing Light page and just leave a word and just let us know what went on. Just send me a message on Stan Shell on Facebook. And just let us know what's going on. And if you're listening to this show, just follow the show to let us know how many people are listening to the show. And Art Montgomery, I really thank you for coming on the show today.
Well, it was a pleasure, Stan. And it's a pleasure speaking to all you champions. God bless every one of you. May the fire of God rock you all week long. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, and I really pray for your ministry, Art, and that God really bless your ministry, and really build the body of Christ through your ministry, and keep on doing what He's doing with you.
And thank you, Stan. I appreciate you, man. I appreciate your ministry too.
Yeah, it does good to see the Lord working through us, and it's good to see other people, to see, you know, just to see what other people are doing for the body of Christ. That's what this show is all about. This show is all about the power of God and about how God is using people out here with the power of God and building up his kingdom. And, you know, the FBI, you know, ministry is doing a lot in this field, and we really appreciate you, Art. And maybe you'll come back someday, man.
Hey, I'd love to, Stan. I love to. I love you guys. I do appreciate you too. Well, it's the army of God. We're rocking, and keep it up, folks. Don't slow down, because this world is changing quickly. But the King of Glory is on the move.
Amen. Amen to that.
Amen.
Keep on the move. Now, at this time, I'm going to get ready to close the show, and I'd like to thank everybody for listening to us today. And like I said, in the archives, you can listen to all the shows at any time. And if God moves you to listen to a certain show, just go ahead and listen to it. And like I said, just follow the show and just, you know, go to the Healing Light Show. Go to the Healing Light Show on Facebook and just like the page and let us know what's going on. And we will let you know of all the things that's happening with the show. And if you have any prayer requests, please put it on the page and just, you know, let me know that, you know, that you've got it on the page, and we'll pray for you. And if you need prayer, if you need healing prayer, just send me a message on Stan Shell on Facebook, and I will pray with you. I will, you know, message you however you want me to pray for you. I will call you, whatever. I'm always open for that, for healing prayer. God bless every one of y'all, and we'll see you Wednesday.